There is more going on than you know. There are unseen universal forces at work. The law of attraction is just one universal law that plays a part in shaping your reality. But there's so much more to know. If you knew how to engage all the universal forces, you could deliberately create the life of your dreams. Joshua, a group of non-physical teachers, explains the laws of the universe and how the mechanisms of physical reality actually work. They are channeled by Gary Temple Bodley, and each week, Gary and a group of students discuss how they are affecting and enhancing their lives every single day. This is the expansion of the law of attraction. This is the Teachings of Joshua Roundtable. We're thrilled you're here.
Hello, everyone. This is episode 46 of the Teachings of Joshua Roundtable. I'm your host, Gary Temple Bodley. Today is September 3rd, 2016. We all live in a reality where the basis is attraction. Last week, we talked about losing weight. How do you lose weight in an attractive reality? How do you get rid of anything? What if there's something you don't like in your life, like a job you can't stand? What if you're pursuing a career and you realize it's not for you? Do you quit? Does that solve your problem? This week, we're going to discuss getting rid of what we don't like. As you can probably guess, that approach doesn't work. We'll try to figure out what does work with the help of a question from Wendy and Joshua's answer. On the roundtable today, we have Steve Finizza. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Gary.
And Michael Kutzen. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Gary.
And Kyla Hinton. Hi, Kyla.
Hi, Gary.
How are you guys doing this week?
Great.
I'm sick.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve's sick.
Which is an anomaly because I never get sick.
Steve has some resistance.
Yes, well,
he hasn't figured it out, though.
I thought I was very super unresistant this week. It's been a good week. Very good week. So this is baffling.
Maybe you needed a break.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking
a
break.
Some time off. Were you planning to do something this weekend?
Nothing too critical, but I am planning to go on vacation next week. I'm going to Canada on a motorcycle, so I definitely want to be well for that.
Okay, so maybe your immune system is charging itself up for that trip.
That's an interesting way to do it, but okay.
All right. Well, this week we're going to talk about getting rid of stuff. And really, this question, you know, how do you get rid of things in an attractive universe? And I think that most people's approach to life is like, okay, there's certain stuff I like in my life and certain stuff I don't like. And if I could just change the stuff I don't like, then my life would be great and then I would be happy. But we know that the attention that you pay to stuff that you don't like just makes that stuff worse. We have this beautiful dog next door. His name is Rome. He's a Weimaraner. And I walk him occasionally, and he's just a really sweet dog. But he loves to bark in the middle of the night, like 3 in the morning. And it gets really annoying when you get woken up, and he'll sit there and bark for 10 minutes and then go back to bed. And then at 3 in the morning, sometimes you can fall asleep and sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're just stuck awake. And so as soon as we sold this house, we're here for another 2 months while a new house is being remodeled. So we sold it in the end of July, and we're moving to our new house in the end of September. So we have this 2 month window. He hasn't barked once since we had the closing. And this used to be an every night thing, or almost every night. So it's funny.
Well, maybe they're bringing him indoors like he should be.
Oh, he should be, Steve?
Yes.
He should be different than he is?
No, I'm saying whines.
He shouldn't be barking in the middle of the night?
No, owners should be different than they are.
The owner should be different there? Shouldn't they know?
Weimar,
you know,
owners.
It's funny. In this, where I am, there's this house where Rome lives. Then there's me. There's a house behind me, a house behind them, and a house next to them. All four houses will be vacant when we move. The house on one side is they moved out and trying to sell their house. The house behind is for sale. The house on the other side sold, but the people haven't moved in yet. And then we sold our house and we're moving out. So that's pretty funny, huh? Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe the dog barking was a little bit of the universe kicking you in the butt to sell your house and move on.
Yeah. And you see that. And maybe that is true. Or maybe that we're like finding reasons. I don't know what it is, but it's interesting to think about how that works, you know. But Rome is not wrong for barking. And the crazy lady next door is not wrong for letting him out at 3 in the morning.
And what a coincidence. We used to have a Weimaraner.
Mm-hmm.
And I named my son Roman, so we call him Rome. So what's that?
Wow. We're connected on so many levels, Steve.
Yes.
Okay, let's...
Oh, that's so strange.
Let's go ahead. There are no coincidences, yeah. Michael.
You guys are eternally linked. It makes sense.
You're eternally linked through your Weimaraner dog.
Well, we're going to talk about a question from Wendy, that Steve is friends with Wendy. Michael is married to Wendy. My probably main girlfriend that I had before I got married was Wendy. And Kyla, is there any Wendy for you in that, Kyla?
My favorite story growing up was Peter Pan.
So Michael and Wendy.
There you go.
Michael.
Do you know that there's more?
How funny.
Josephs and Marys married than any other couple?
Yes, and they keep on asking who's the father. That went over everyone's head?
No, I get it.
No, crickets. Crickets, Michael. Crickets.
I get it.
The listening public is out there.
Oh, cricket.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyla, would you like to read the quote of the week?
No, that's me.
The quote? Sorry. I mean, I will.
Steve, do you want to read the quote?
Yes.
I thought you were sick. I was giving you a break.
No, I could do this. You watch. Okay. Here goes. Everything is a step forward. You are always moving forward and cannot move backwards. Every step is in the right direction. Yes, I get it.
That was good. You did it with conviction.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Right. The crowd goes wild.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you got the cold, to inspire you.
Cool. I'll take that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the step into your cold is a step in the right direction.
I know that.
There are no mistakes.
I know.
Well, I don't know what that quote has to do with anything about what we're talking about today. I really couldn't find that fit.
Well, it's a good feeling to know that.
You can't make a mistake.
Right.
You're always moving forward, even though it seems like a setback. You're always moving forward.
So maybe it relates to her in real estate. Like, even
if real
estate.
We'll have to see once we read the question. Because at this point, we do not know. We have to get to see, but we don't know what's coming up next.
Okay.
Did everyone move forward this week? Did you guys have any forward progress?
Well, it was huge forward progress this week for us. My daughter
went to
college.
This was
the week we took her to college.
How exciting.
In fact, just got back yesterday.
Was it bittersweet?
Oh, of course. Oh, and I also had a manifestation event on the way.
Uh-huh. Was it with the whole family?
Well, the manifestation event was with a New York State trooper, but I was doing 80 on the highway, and I'm really good about seeing when if there are police around or getting a sense of the road. But the car was so loaded up, I could barely see out the back window. Uh-huh. I saw someone behind me, and I thought he was tailgating me. Uh-huh. I didn't see, so I was keeping my speed up to let him pass. I didn't realize it was a cop. And then all of a sudden I saw the flashing lights. It was like, oh, geez. But you know what? I just said, okay, everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Maybe this is, this is the universe telling me there is something bad up ahead. Or maybe this is the universe telling me slow down so you don't crash your car and your whole family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Et cetera,
et cetera. So you looked at it from a stance of curiosity, thinking, how is this good? What's the good of this coming? Rather than looking at it from a negative. And so therefore, you didn't really feel any negative emotion, did you?
Well, a little, especially when my wife was getting on my case a bit about it. But but fairly minimal. And I kept, and in a relatively short period of time, I was back in my good, happy state.
Yeah, and that's really the key, is to be able to get back really quickly.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How was your interaction with the officer?
You know what? He was friendly. I just kept a very straight face. I didn't, I said very little. you know, he was telling, you know, it was actually interesting. It was probably the most friendly road stop that anyone's ever had. the cop was in a fabulous mood. But, you know, it was interesting. It was August 31st. And there were policemen everywhere on this road, and people were getting pulled over left and right. So, you know, the old saying about the end of the month and quotas. It was probably like, God, another sucker. Here we go.
I have a friend who is a cop in New York City, and they'd have a quota at the end of the month, and he would just do everything that one day. And so he would just, I forgot how he told the story, but would stop everyone and just go through and see whose tags were out and stuff like that. And just keep all day long just pulling people over. But he would only do it one day a month. So if they tell you there's no quotas, there are.
Oh, of course there are.
Yep.
Of course there are. But you know what? Ultimately, it was a really good couple of days. Everything was very organized. We barely had a chance to breathe during the period because my daughter had so many programs. The parents had a pre-orientation. There was lots of stuff going on. We had to get her, when we could grab her again, we were able to get things done for her and everything was done. And it was a very good experience. Just a couple of tears at the end. And that's it.
Good.
Sounds very easy.
Yeah.
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 Excellent.
And my wife said, if we don't hear from you every single day, at least by text, and if not, you know, we're coming right back up.
And so how has that been every day so far?
Well, we just finished moving her in yesterday. Last evening.
Oh, wow.
When I went to college, my mom used to have to call me to make sure I was still alive. It'd be a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. She's like, Kyla, answer your phone. Are you alive? That's all I want to know. I was.
That's right.
You were. We bet. Yeah, we knew it. Spoiler alert.
Right. Well, we have text messaging these days. We have emails these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife already has heard from my daughter, so all is good, and she's having fun right now.
Well, this show is about getting rid of things that you don't like.
And that's not my daughter, but I did have to let go.
Yeah, you had to let go. Because you actually, that's sort of the thing in reverse. You sort of want to hold on as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't.
Exactly.
You saw it coming. Yep. Last week we talked about dieting, which is really letting go of things you don't want. Lots of things, like little fat cells. And I've, like, in the last month, have completely changed my idea about food. And so now, it's been about a month or so, and cut out some things and just see things, you know, like the American diet as a weird thing, because we've been eating completely differently now. And now everything's just sort of seems like it's taking shape. Like, everything's just I haven't weighed myself or anything, but everything is looser and I feel better and I'm sleeping better and there's no acid reflux and I'm not getting hungry like I used to before, which was really weird. Just a simple change in diet and everything's changing. My urges are changing and my cravings are changing and my thoughts about how food is changing and I'm getting in touch with these higher ideas about food. It's really interesting.
What are you doing?
30 days has taken to do this.
Are you eating periodically throughout the day or are you doing something else?
So the whole thing about the Joshua diet is that you focus on feeling good, then you get inspired to something that'll work for you. And what works for other people doesn't work for you. And this isn't a diet, it's a lifestyle change that you do for the rest of your life. Right. And you're not trying to lose weight. You're trying to shape the body you prefer, which is the natural body for you. OK, so you're not trying to look like, like Dwayne Johnson or, you know, some muscular. You're just for you. And for me, I'm tall and I should be lean. I'm like Steve, tall and lean like that. Sound, you know, just good looking and tall and lean.
George Clooney like for me.
Right. Yeah. George Clooney like is perfect. Not Mark Wahlberg, but George Clooney. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't beat people up.
So I got inspired to do MCT oil and to eat more avocados, and we're grilling a lot. And I, for me personally, this isn't for anyone else, just for me. But for me, I used to make pasta and used to make my own bread all the time. We haven't done any pasta or any bread. So it's, for me, it is a getting rid of these simple carbohydrates that turn into sugar and staying away from sugar too. And everything has changed by this completely new approach that works for me. What works for you is where someone else is totally different, but the whole thing is that you seek everything from a stance of trying to feel good. So making feeling good the most important thing.
Pasta makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting thing.
Who doesn't feel good with pasta?
Or pizza. I used to make my own pizza at least once a week, right?
Right.
But it's a different thing between having this urge for something or craving for something and then enjoying eating it and then how you feel afterwards. So it's not about how you feel while you're eating it. It's about how you feel, you know, half an hour later. And for me, it just made me – it made me personally lethargic and sapped my energy. So anyway, it's working for me. That's all I wanted to share.
That's
great. I'm not losing anything. I'm not getting – I'm, you know, loving the body that I have. Everything is great. And I'm just shaping it consciously through my thoughts into something that I want. So we'll see what happens in another 6 months.
Are you exercising too?
I'm exercising the same as I did before, which is I walk every day.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, especially if it feels right. Especially if it feels right for you.
I'm not running because I can't stand running. what else?
You know. I wonder. I mean, I guess it would make sense that people who run and run and run and don't lose weight. I have a friend that's done that and complained about it, and maybe because she hates running, and so she's forcing herself to run, and that's why it's not working for her because she's not feeling good.
That is such a good point because you have to do what feels good all the way through, and if it's not fun or interesting, or you know, even if you're doing something that's competitive, you know, you look at football players and they're working out, and I'm sure they like working out, but. You know, what they like is that feeling of being totally invincible. And right. Then working out helps them get that feeling. So the working out part is the interesting part for them. Mm. Even though, you know, it's probably painful or exhausting, whatever. But they are into it.
They like that feeling of pushing through the pain, probably.
Yeah. And if you're not one of those people like me,
yeah,
you're just going to go, oh, this sucks. You still do it, right? Yeah. I've been listening to this abundance meditation. Lily and I have been doing it for 2 weeks now that Kyla put together, which is absolutely fantastic. And it's going to be on iTunes soon. Steve, can we have an iTunes update?
It almost made it yesterday. This weekend, definitely.
Oh, good. How come? Did they kick it back because it was inappropriate? Or it was too
It wasn't quite the bit rate or something, some dumb thing.
You're just making up words, aren't you?
No. I haven't submitted the second one.
Okay.
Yet, so.
Okay, cool. Okay, so the MP3 didn't work, but the wave is going to work.
Yes, definitely.
See, I made up words too. But anyway, so we've been listening to this.
You know, that's a sign of extreme intelligence when you make up your own words.
Is it really?
I'll go with that.
Creativity, at least.
Exactly.
Anyway, so my friend has this horse. Did I tell you the story before? Did I tell the horse story?
I don't think so.
Okay. So he owns a racehorse. And about a couple months ago, we went down to Gulfstream and watched that in the owner's box and watched it race. And it was like this super fast horse, but the jockey ran it too fast. And he was way ahead of everyone else, but the other horses caught up and he came in fourth. But
what's his
he had
name?
The fastest quarter of any horse, like that day or that week. It was super fast. And this is just a, you know, brand new young maiden horse. So they take her up to Saratoga to race in the big race last week.
Oh, the Travers.
Yeah.
The Travers.
And she's in the second race. Mm-hmm. And he had told me about this, but I didn't remember, didn't set an alarm or anything for it. And somehow I was inspired to think about it, right? It just popped in my head. And the race was set to go off at 1:30, and this is about noon now, right? And so Lily and I are home. It was Tuesday, I think. And so I'm like, we're sort of, I pull it up on the internet, and I'm like, well, how can I bet on this horse? And so my so Janine's husband, Tim, my good friend, is playing poker, and he's at the dog track, and he can bet on the horses there. So I call him, and he's going to put a bet in for me. And so he bets $30 to win, $30 to place, and $30 to show. And so Lily and I sit down and watch the race. Mm-hmm. And the jockey, the horse, she's in fourth place the whole way, but staying right in the pack. And there's two huge favorites there that are like 8-5 and 2-1, that kind of thing. And our horse is 17-1.
Nice.
So we're like, oh, my God. And it's holding in there. And just right in the last quarter, just flies ahead of everyone and beats them by a mile.
So nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I won $700.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Now, that's so cool.
Interestingly, the guy, Tim, he decided to bet it as well. And he bet $100 across. Plus, he picked a two. Another horse with that, our horse, and won $3,600.
Wow.
Whoa. Nice. Yeah.
So then later in the week, I have this couple that wants to open a Nature's Way Cafe. Been working with them for about a month or so. And they were going to buy one of the existing ones from the owner, but that fell apart. So we've been looking for a new place, and there's been nothing at all coming up. And all of a sudden, I get this inspiration to check the MLS listings for businesses, which there's never anything on there. It's usually, if you're going to list a business, it's going to be on Craigslist, or I get business brokers send me stuff. But I just had this inspiration to look. And I look at this place, and it's a pizza place that's going out of business for $50,000. Now, nothing's under $100,000. So $50,000 is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a place that this guy who was a caterer just opened this place to have something, but he wasn't using it, and so he just wants to sell it just for the equipment. Normally, a Nature's Way costs about $150,000 to $200,000 to do. So we're thinking, okay, we'll go. It's we work really well with offices and business people, and this is right in the middle of an office park, across the street from a million square foot office park. And so the location's perfect, the size is perfect, the rent's perfect, everything's perfect. But we think it's going to be a total disaster in there. So we go in there, and it is like looks like a Nature's Way Cafe. Everything's perfect. The whole layout is perfect. It's clean. It is unbelievable. And we sign the deal right there.
Wow.
So we got a new Nature's Way opening, and that's a chunk of money there too.
So when you
then
say
we come to find out. Go ahead.
So you signed it, or your franchise?
They signed it, but when they sign it, they pay us a franchise fee and royalties, and so that'll be a $25,000 franchise fee and maybe $2,000 a month for the next 20 years.
Wow!
That's
right.
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah,
so it's a real cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Then we look at now. This is a sort of a weird setup because it's tucked away in this office park, and it's on this college campus, FAU, where I went to school, and it's on FAU Boulevard, but it's like the other side of the school, and it's close to where the old IBM was, so it's tons of offices around there. So then we just look, there's some road work there, and what they're doing is building a new off-ramp on I-95, and the off-ramp is on that road, and all the cars leaving I-95 go right past the store now. Before it was literally cut
what
off.
What are the
anything.
Odds?
Yeah. Just amazing. Totally yeah. amazing. Yep. And there was like 15 other people who wanted it, and we just got it.
Good God.
Abundance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's abundant. Mm-hmm. So when that gets on iTunes, 99 cents, and download like that baby.
$2.99. Or is it 99 cents?
99 on iTunes,
yeah.
Looks like.
All right.
We're going to have to build an album of meditations, and then we can sell it for $9.99.
There you go. All right.
So, yeah. So.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that the price of the old KTEL albums?
Yeah. All the albums on iTunes are $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Shows you how often I buy an album.
Mm-hmm. iTunes are either free or 99 cents or $9.99 for an album, which is sort of crazy because you would think that, you know, a meditation that's 15 minutes long could be worth more than anything, a song, you know. Or that some songs, newer songs, could be worth more than songs that were written 70 years ago. Hmm. Seems like it should have that dynamic pricing.
They do. I've seen like $1.99 songs.
On iTunes?
Yeah. And $11.99 albums.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good.
I think the artist gets to set the price, I think.
Well, maybe we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I said that I'd have to research it some more. Where we were going through said it was going to be $99, but...
Oh,
but I don't care. If it's 99, cool. It's great. If it's $1.99, then we just... You know, there's 6 million people listening to this podcast. So if all of them buy at least one at $1.99, well, that's almost $6 million. But if it's $1.99, it's $12 million, which would be better. That would be a little better.
That would be abundant.
Yeah. That would be abundant, yeah. And then Kyla finished the joy meditation, which is absolutely brilliant. Mm. It's even better.
Love that.
I'm so joyous now because of the joy. We listened to that this morning, Lily and I, for the first time. And, you know,
we need to send it to Michael.
We got to send it to Michael.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of them.
Yeah, I said I was going to
right
send
now.
It. And I forgot. Yeah. You
There's one spot in it now that it repeats one phrase of the whole thing. What's that phrase?
Life is meant to be good.
Isn't that funny? I mean, this is a lot of words in this meditation.
Yeah.
There's like 1,000 words in the meditation, I think. And that's the phrase that was repeated was on accident, right?
Well, see, I repeated a lot of the phrases more than once, but I went through and cut most of them out, but I must have missed that one.
Yeah. So. It's not documented.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Life is meant to be good twice. Lily thought that was supposed to be in there because you're like making an emphasis right in the middle of the joy meditation.
I heard
so
it.
So I'm thinking,
right
do we keep it in? We probably keep it in, don't we?
I don't know. I heard it right after I sent it to you guys, and I was like, damn it.
Well, we needed something that we
on the Joshua call this week. They were being funny about Kyla being perfect.
Trying to be perfect.
Right. Being perfect. You weren't trying to be perfect. Being perfect. It just takes a lot of time. My friend Bruce, when we were in business together, he's a perfectionist. And I'm like, Bruce, just get 95% of the way done. That's all anyone cares about. 95%. Because 95%, you know, take the extra 5% takes as long as the 95% does.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
I thought they were so sneaky telling me to like make it a co-collaborative process, you know, and just send it to Gary and Steve, you know, right now when it's not finished, like why don't you just send it to him now? So I sent it to you and I was like, it's a work in progress. And you're like,
you
it's
just,
perfect.
So that was what you had done?
Yeah.
You didn't do any more to it after the call?
After the call? I think I took out some of the like repeated phrases,
okay.
But yeah, I did more work on it, but I didn't feel like it was done when I sent it. But I guess it was.
Well,
so I'm saying they tricked me into like sending it out and so that I could get affirmation that it was good.
How could you make it better? What could you possibly do?
Go back and add in some space in some places.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. I thought it was good.
Okay, well that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I'll move on to the next one.
What do you think, Steve?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see where you'd add space even.
No, it seemed perfect.
Okay.
Very good job.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that'll be up around Easter, I guess, right?
It could be up next week.
Good. Hopefully it'll be up next week. Go. All right. I haven't been paying attention to the time. Should we get into the question?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
What time is it? How long have we been talking?
About
the perfect amount
29,
of time.
29 minutes.
I was going to say 30.
Kyla gave the right answer.
The perfect amount.
The perfect amount of time, yeah. We have all the time in the world.
We do.
We do.
Okay. Dear Joshua, I have been doing fairly well with my attention and focus. However, every time I have some real estate task to do, or I get a phone call relating to real estate or a new lead, I cringe. I know I'm not supposed to make any major changes during my one-on-one time period, but I'm not sure how to handle this.
Oh, let me stop and tell everyone that this is from Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Okay. Hi, Wendy.
Listening. And Wendy is in the middle of a one-on-one program with Joshua. So she asks 4 to 5 questions a week, and she can't make any big changes in her life during the week. She has to meditate every day, and she has to commit to 6 months. Okay. So she's in like, this is question like 16 or so, and she's going really well. Mm. She's moving pretty quickly here. So I think she's doing fantastic. Mm. So this is, that's why she thinks she's not allowed to make any changes during this time period. Okay.
All right. I am on a team. So I have a team leader that expects a certain level from me. I have monthly office fees I have to pay, even if I am not making any money, and it just brings up so much negative emotion. I realize I need to work through this emotion, and I am doing my best to welcome these moments. When I boil it down, I don't enjoy real estate. I have no desire to study the market, preview the homes, etc. I don't know if this is because of where I am right now emotionally, or if I just need to let go and move on.
Very good. Okay.
I do have many limiting beliefs around this. I fear I will not be able to find something else to do, and I fear I won't be able to make the money I want to make. So much stuff is swirling around. I realize that I must come to terms with these emotions, fears, so that I don't carry them with me to the next endeavor. I tend to have about a 5-year window of sticking with these new ventures. It's been 9 years since I first started real estate, and my main reason for getting into the business was to sell some homes we had invested in, which never worked out. The bottom line is, I just don't feel happy around this. With love and gratitude, Wendy.
Okay, so she already knows, though, that she can't just drop it or quit and find something else because she's going to have to bring the same stuff with her, we think.
Yeah.
Let's hear what Wendy has, or what Josh has to say.
Okay. And by the way, folks, I'm used to speaking to Wendy's. That's my wife's name. I hope this Wendy will listen a little bit better, but no, I didn't say that. My Wendy is perfect. Wendy, if you're listening, I love you.
Hey, by the way, does anyone's spouse listen to this podcast?
No.
No.
Crickets.
I don't have a spouse.
There you I have had
a German friend listen to the podcast.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh. Good.
Okay, that's close enough.
Okay.
Dear Wendy, now that you are spending some time with us and your general vibration is rising, we ask that you adopt an attitude of curiosity. When the phone rings and you have a new lead, be curious. Where will this go? What is there to be created from this interaction? Drop any attachment to the outcome. You will not care if this lead turns into a sale. You will not care if the person says no. You will not care if you drive them around for weeks without anything coming from it. It's not the money that's coming. It's the insight.
Very interesting. So you're in this thing you don't like, but still everything that you need can come from what you're doing.
Hmm.
Very interesting. But everyone's so attached to the outcome and what they should be doing and money and things like that, that they get disappointed if things don't look like they're going in the right direction. So Joshua says, for Wendy, adopt an attitude of curiosity.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Your vibration is rising and your world is shifting. You are moving from one reality to the next as you adjust your beliefs. Nothing in your present reality need hold you in place. You can shift out of this reality and into another. You are doing it now. You are shifting realities. What you once perceived as your reality is changing, and we want you to pay attention to the differences. The thing that is really changing is your perception of reality.
It's your perception of reality. It's how you view your world. That's what's changing. And when that changes, everything changes and your reality actually changes. So imagine that you're in this box. That's your reality now. And when you shift a belief, just an iota, just a fraction, you move out of that reality and into another box. That's another reality that's going with it at the same time. What's that called? Steve? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like Bashar says. You know, you're constantly moving from one reality to another reality. There's infinite realities going on at the same time. They're all simultaneously happening.
There's probable
realities.
Probable realities.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you're changing like a billion times a second. And you're going in and out of these different realities. And each reality has where it leads you. So it's not like you're just in one reality all the time. And then there's this law of continuity that when you shift from one reality to another reality, it seems like you're in the same reality. You had the same people, but those versions of the people shifted with you at the same time.
Well,
it's, you know, right?
I like to think that you are, there's a million different versions of everybody, and you are matched to the exact version that you expect that person to be, or that matches the reality that you're currently in. So as you are shifting around, you're taking the instance of that person that's perfectly a match at that time. So, you know, everybody's like a million different people, and they're just being exactly the right and perfect person for you at that moment for your spiritual growth.
Yeah, when I'm in a good mood and I'm just expecting the best in people, that's what I get. And even if it's not what I get, that's still how I see it.
That's how you see it too.
Yeah, it's been a huge shift, like from, you know, last week to this week, like being in resistance to being in a state of allowing. It's pretty cool. When I read this question, I got really excited for Wendy because I remember being at that point, like early on, I don't know, I'm excited for her because things are going to really start to change. That happened to me.
That's right. I
felt exactly the same way. I was reading the question going, I remember feeling this way. and when you feel like it's when you think the world is really real and you think that your actions are so important. Right.
Right.
And it is like, it's back. Like when you got the oars and you're just really oaring like a mofo. Right. And you just let go of the oars is what you end up doing. And you go, oh, I get to just coast down this street.
Yeah. It's like she's at the tip of a roller coaster. She's just about to, like, you know, go over the top. And she's been, anxious. And now she's about to just let go and go for the ride.
You know, it's like the Abraham analogy of paddling upstream all the time. But the reason that doesn't work as an analogy is because you think that people paddling upstream is a ridiculous thing. You know to go down, right? But if your whole approach to life from the time you were a kid is paddling upstream and everyone else is paddling upstream, it seems normal.
Yeah.
But then when you realize you can just let it go and you're not going to go fall off of the edge of a waterfall, right? You just smoothly go down. So that's probably a better analogy. It's like everyone thinks there's a waterfall behind them. And so they're paddling and paddling and paddling to get ahead of that waterfall. When in reality, that there's no waterfall. It's just a nice, calm stream.
Right, unless you're Wile E. Coyote.
Then it wouldn't matter anyway, because then you could just step off the canoe right before.
It was all about his beliefs.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay. With this new perception of reality, you are becoming more aware. You're watching for the coincidences, the synchronicities, the chance encounters, the new thoughts and ideas. As you adopt a stance of curiosity and wonder, you are no longer attached to any specific outcome or result. You just watch and wait for things to magically happen. Therefore, when your phone rings, you are eager to find out what this will lead to. When you get an email, you'll now be more interested. We want you to stop resisting the things that are coming to you and start following leads. We promise you that this will be interesting and exciting. The universe is presenting you with opportunities for growth. You are resisting them by saying you're not interested. That's because you were attached to some outcome. And if that outcome doesn't happen, you believe you'll encounter negative emotion.
Okay, so imagine being in real estate and not caring if you make any money or sale or anything, right? Now, Wendy is lucky enough where she doesn't really have to make a lot of money to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So she has time to follow these leads if she wants to. So if you have this idea that the universe is providing you with everything you need and something comes to you, like a lead or a phone call or a response to an ad or whatever, then this is this attraction and the synchronicity happening for you. So will it lead to a sale? Who knows? Will it lead to something else? Absolutely. It'll have to lead to something. You just don't know what it is. But the something that it leads to is always for you. There's always something to get out of this. Otherwise, it could not happen because the other person becomes a match to you when you accept them in, when you allow them to come into you. Now, let's say she's been getting lead after lead. Joshua had a great thing about Lily, who finally got to a vibrational match with her, designer. She always wanted to be a designer. And it took until, years of listening to Abraham and going to seminars, and finally it happened. And it seemed like such a coincidence when her friend drove down this empty street and we were walking on the street and jumped out and showed her phone and showed her that she was redesigning furniture. And then it clicked. But Joshua said that there were opportunities like this happening all the time. And it was opportunity, resistance, opportunity, resistance, opportunity, resistance, opportunity, resistance, opportunity, match, no resistance. And then Lily allowed the opportunity. You remember that? Joshua? So you're resisting all these things that are coming at you 24/7 all the time because you're attached to some outcome. And you believe if that outcome doesn't happen, you're going to feel negative emotion. And what you're really afraid of is that negative emotion. So now you erase the negative emotion by not being attached to the outcome and just being curious about what happens. And then to see where it leads you. Pretty interesting.
I like the fact that it's – instead of looking at like a phone call, she gets a phone call for real estate. Instead of looking at it at a random event, look at it like this is an event being prepared for you by the universe.
Right.
So now you see it as, oh, my God, let's see what this is all about. You look at it from a whole other perspective.
Yeah, like it's a game.
Yeah.
Totally like it's a game.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. Well, it was interesting last week before I went on vacation, or maybe it was while I was in transit with the family. I get an email from one of my colleagues. I had done a tremendous amount of work with their father, with the estate plan, and he basically ceded everything to these two daughters, saying, whatever they want, put in my will, and I'll sign it. and one of them was an attorney, and attorneys can be the worst clients for attorneys. She didn't work in this particular area. She was very nitpicky, but on top of that, she was not the easiest client. Let's put it that way. And her sister and she didn't get along, and her sister was a medical doctor, so it was a long process. But I put together a great, great plan that accomplished everything that they could have possibly wanted. Father agreed to it, signed his will. Father died recently. And, so I fully assumed – and they were asking me questions even before he died. So, we fully assumed that we were going to be handling the estate. I could not make the meet, and I'm the only person probably who can fully interpret this estate, the entire plan. I couldn't make that particular meeting. One of my colleagues, had the meeting with them by telephone. And we sent a retainer. We asked for $5,000 up front against our time charges. And I didn't think that would be terribly controversial. And while I'm on vacation, we get this email that was forwarded to me saying that they're thinking about possibly using other counsel. And my colleague says, Michael, what do you think about this? And I said, it's all good one way or the other. If they hire us, the firm makes money. If they don't hire us, then two people who would otherwise be very annoying as our clients will not be our clients. And ultimately, you know, we got a letter from them. They want to pick up the will. They're doing something else. I have a feeling the daughter, who is a lawyer, is actually going to try to do it herself.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, there's an old expression about, you know, that in the legal profession, that he who represents himself has a fool for a client.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they want to go that route. Fine.
Yeah. Well,
all is good.
It sounds. Oh, go ahead.
When we were doing, when we first bought the franchise and we're opening Nature's Ways left and right, we were trying to make things happen by trying to open stores and trying to find people and just anything to make them happy, to get them into a store and just to grow the business, right? And so we were pushing and pushing and sacrificing to get these stores open, and pretty much every one of them was a disaster because we were pushing into things and making people do things and go places where they shouldn't have been, rather than just – you know, because we were afraid to lose a deal, right, or to lose a store, rather than just to allow the whole thing to happen naturally as we were ready for it. And so, you know, back in the old days, the whole thing, you know, around 2009 or so, like everything else, everything blew up, and we had gone from 9 stores to 18 stores and then back to 9 again, to the original 9. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, well, I wouldn't say that, but pretty much all the new stores failed. And now we're in this process of just allowing. And all the stuff that happens now is because people are just so passionate about wanting to be in a Nature's Way cafe. Mm-hmm. that sometimes they make it, and sometimes they'll find a store and it'll work out, and where they'll buy an existing store or something. And most of the time it doesn't work out. And no one's pushing anything, which is the way it should be. Just allow it to happen. If it happens, it happens. Yep. So you have a work with the client, and turns out that you don't get the deal. You just don't be attached to that. And so you don't feel a negative emotion, so it's no big deal.
Sounds like you've been doing a good job of choosing the higher perspective, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
And I like your illustration of the younger colleague who's a little bit worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's how generally people are. You know,
right.
Because they think it's a bad thing to lose.
Right. Well, and she also spends a significant amount of time with them. Yeah, we will bill them for the initial consultation, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
All righty. Okay. If you look at these things as chances to expand, then you cannot fail because you expand through experience. You are blocking your opportunities for expansion by worrying about the outcome. Become eager to see where things go and accept all offers with anticipation. Do whatever you can do to meet people now while you are immersed in this one-on-one program. Reject nothing. Accept everything. Put yourself out there by asking for work. Lean into everything. Not just real estate. Be excited for this adventure.
That's a common Joshua phrase, is lean in. Is mm-hmm. Get yourself into whatever you're doing. Don't resist. Lean in. Lean forward. Do more. You know, get bigger. Go bolder. Yeah. Mm. So, and not just in your business, but in everything, your relationships and everything.
Have you ever heard of Ali Wong?
Uh-uh.
She's a comedian. She's a comedian. I was just watching her last night, and she was talking about that Sheryl Sandberg book, Lean In, you know,
right.
About feminism and women needing to lean in. She's like, bitch, I don't want to lean in. I want to lie down. It was really funny.
That's
what I was thinking about when you were saying lean in. But I think the Joshua would probably advocate lying down.
Sure.
Whatever feels good. anyway.
Well, I think in a case of a lot of people, the reason they're not leaning in is because they're being cautious, because they don't want to fail, because failure equals negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you take away the possibility of failure. Now there's no negative emotion. Now you might as well just lean in.
Right. If you're inspired to get up, you might as well, yeah, at that point, lean in. And then lay back down.
Okay.
Okay. We can only talk to you. We can only modify your beliefs through this dialogue. You adjust your beliefs more easily through experience. We promise you that the experiences you will have in the next few months will lead to a higher set of empowering beliefs. These experiences will alter the course of your life. Mm. There is nothing to fear. Nothing can go wrong. Everything you need is being brought to you. All you have to do is say yes. Joshua.
That was good. I got goosebumps when reading it and listening at the part when they say, we promise you that the experiences you have in the next few months, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I was there. I am there. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like that Jim Carrey movie, Yes, where he had to say yes to everything.
Yes, man. Yeah.
It was a good yes, movie. Man. Yeah. It's, well, why would you say no? I mean, when opportunities come, you'd only say no out of irrational fear. Mm-hmm. So if you said yes to everything, unless you're obviously overwhelmed, but, you know, this is specifically for Wendy, and it's to show her that Joshua can only talk or write, you know, and Joshua can help her really adjust her beliefs until she goes through a personal experience. And the same is true with Kyla and Steve and Kate as well. So by changing your perspective a little bit, you sort of changed how you approach these experiences. And then from that, your beliefs changed. And then your reality changed. Your life totally, completely changed. It's really fun to do this because Steve came from a long background of Abraham and, you know, different things. And so did Kate. And Kyla is pretty new to this. And I think Wendy is relatively new also, isn't she, Steve?
No, she's had Abraham for a lot of years.
Okay. So it's interesting how different people go into the one-on-one program and how they, move along. But this is only like a handful of questions. I already see a big change. You know? Yeah.
How long has Wendy been in this?
Like a month, maybe, I would say.
Wow.
3 weeks or so. Yeah.
3 weeks is nothing in the scheme of things.
Well, it's one-on-one. It's a six-month program, so.
Okay, so 1/6. That's still nothing.
Yeah, it's right in the beginning. And she just did her first live Joshua session with us on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was fun.
You know, that I like that her. Was a really great one. And I think they're all great, but that one was like so much fun. And we're going to make that into a podcast as well.
Yeah, I set up a Podbean account for it.
So. Okay, cool. Do you have an intro and an outro yet?
I do. Yeah, I need a logo.
I took your logo. I took the Teaching the Joshua Roundtable logo, and I sent them to the girl that made that Joshua Roundtable logo. So we'll see what she comes up with well. And what's your intro? Do us an intro. Go ahead. Do it live.
In the fall of 2013. Thank
is that
you
what it is?
Gary, do the background music.
Yeah, you remember you wrote up a little bit, like, or I sent you something and then you made a couple changes. But yeah, and then the end of it is just like, if you have a question you'd like to hear Joshua answer live, send us a message on Facebook. Anyway.
Excellent.
That's great. What is it going to be called? Because I want to download them.
Joshua Live.
Joshua Live.
Yeah. It's joshualive.podbean.com. There's nothing there yet, but soon there will be. So.
When I hear a title like that, I think of grainy LPs with the applause, you know, every entry. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jethro Tull, Led Zeppelin.
We should have a huge applause before we start.
Really, I could get one of those. I could get a sound effect.
Yeah. Get an applause track. That would be great.
I will. And it'll be like, it starts out with you breathing when you're going and.
People think it's a porno.
You know, we have to turn the video off on that. And because I, as Joshua, when I'm channeling Joshua, make the most big arm movements and facial
gestures. I like watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't watch myself. There's a couple of this on that I had the video for, and I just look ridiculous.
No.
You gotta get over that.
Because Joshua leans into the monitor, too.
I love it.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so it's weird. Cool.
It's all perfect, Gary.
And your eyes,
yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
Your eyes get really wide.
Yeah.
I like when they get excited. I don't know. Because I just don't normally see you that animated. It's funny.
I like that, that they teased Kyla, and Kyla took it personally.
Took it personally? What did I take personally?
Yeah, and Joshua had to say, oh, we're kidding. We're kidding.
Yeah, they've done that a few times.
Paying you money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what was this?
Oh, I was talking about the meditation and how I've been just not able to finish it. And they said something about Gary. I said, so send them something, whatever you have, because otherwise they're just going to think that you're not doing anything.
And they said, Gary would never want you to do anything you weren't inspired to do. Unless he was paying you money. We're kidding.
Oh, Gary wants you as a wage slave.
Yeah.
To quote Lenin. No, quote Marx.
Well, this is a quote created.
All the old commies.
Yeah. We are doing a Joshua cruise. That is going to be probably in the beginning of March is what I'm thinking. We haven't set a date yet. Does that March work for you guys?
If it's the beginning of March, yes.
Like the first week of March would be great.
Yeah.
Kyla?
Sure. The universe will work it out.
That's right. Good. Michael, can you come in March?
I don't know. We'll have
All
to
right.
see.
I know we'll Wendy, Wendy wants to go.
Oh, good. Wendy will go.
Deborah Kate will should go. Come. Let's see.
Kate will comes. Definitely come.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a bunch of people who around the world who want to come. So it'll be a really fun time. 7 days in the Caribbean.
Oh,
St. Martin. It's one of the places on a nice Norwegian ship. It'll be first class. We're doing everything first class in this joint. All right, guys, that was
fun. They don't say joint in first class places.
Yeah, see, I like the
Gary does.
of the rapper.
What?
What?
I like the lexicon of the gangster, society.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm all down with that.
Okay.
Okay, homies, until we see you next week.
Peace out.
Peace out. Bloods.
I'm embarrassed.
All right. Thanks again.
Now I know how my kids feel when I talk.
Exactly.
If you guys would like to send this podcast to your friends, maybe you should start with another one. This one is a little silly. But
they're all silly.
You can feel free to forward
this
to all your
friends.
That's
the charm of them.
The nice thing is we're not so tea. We're having fun with it all. There's not a lot of crystals in my office. There's no incense burning.
I've got my essential oils.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got crystals.
Yeah.
You have crystals?
I got one in my backpack and one in my car.
All right. I guess I am in with you hippies. All right. Until next week, have a wonderful week. If you want to ask Josh a question, go to theteachingsofjoshua.com. There's all kinds of free stuff there. Feel free to read everything, buy the books, listen to the podcast, go to YouTube, hit like, friend us on – what are we on?
Facebook.
Not Friendster?
We're on Twitter.
We're on Twitter? Oh. Friend us on Twitter and feed us on Facebook. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Teachings of Joshua Roundtable. Remember, you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next week.